Welcome to the You're in Charge podcast, prioritizing your self-care without sacrifice. I'm your host, Heather Dumas, healthy lifestyle strategist, owner and founder of HD Transformations Coaching Company. I am passionate about helping you juggle all the balls and look and feel like a badass doing it.
This one is for my 80s and 90s babies. So you youngins, you can skip this one or just save it for a little bit because it will apply. Just not yet. So my friends that are 80s and 90s babies, you may be noticing that your body is not responding to what it did 10, 15 years ago. And it's not because you're lacking discipline. It's not because you're even maybe eating too much. It's about when you're eating what. Yes, I'm talking about time-restricted eating, intermittent fasting, that stuff. And it's gotten a lot of bad press, a lot of good press. It's been overbaked, I think, in a lot of ways. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about why losing weight after 35, we're just going to 35-ish, is not about discipline. It's about what to eat and when to eat to optimize your metabolism. So how do we do that? Well, first of all, you need to know that your body needs a damn break. So, you know, remember when we were told a few years ago, well, 10-ish years ago, that we needed to eat 5 small meals because we needed to keep the metabolism fires burning and churning? Yeah, that was bullshit. And I don't even know where that came from. My guess is maybe even like a snack company probably, or a supplement company or something like that. But you do not need to eat 5 small meals a day. You do not need to eat 5 times a day. What you need to do is give your body a break. Your body needs a minimum of 12 hours a day. That means stop eating dinner at 7. Don't eat breakfast till 7. Skip that late night snack. You don't need it. Despite what Taco Bell says, you don't need a fourth meal or whatever the hell it is. Okay. You need a break. Why? Because your body, one, needs time to digest what you just ate. And if you keep filling it up, it can't work through what it already has. Okay. The second thing is when your stomach is empty, when your body is in a fasted state, it gives it the opportunity to do some repairs. Think of it this way. If you were going to do plumbing repair, right? You're going to like change out your kitchen sink. You turn off the water, right? If you don't turn off the water, as soon as you undo the pipe, you've got a geyser in your kitchen, right? Well, it's kind of the same way with our bodies. If we don't turn off the water or turn off the influx of stuff, our body is trying to fix things and it ends up springing a leak somewhere else. So with that 12-hour window, your body can repair dead cells. It can, your brain actually goes through an entire like car wash overnight, if as long as you're getting good enough sleep and as long as your stomach is empty while you're sleeping. Those of you that struggle to sleep, make sure that your stomach is empty when you go to bed. And you're probably thinking, oh, well, you know, I don't want to be hungry and my stomach growling. No, I promise you, you'll actually sleep better. In fact, now, if the young moms are still paying attention, or if you happen to be a mom of a young one right now, your baby, if you feed them and then put them right to sleep, it programs their body to have a full stomach to sleep. So don't do that. Feed them, play with them for like 5 minutes. Doesn't have to be long. Program their bodies to know that eat does not equal sleep. That in fact, if we want to sleep, we need to move around and have some fun, and then we can fall asleep. Pass that on to your friends with young babies, please, because that's one of the biggest things, and it causes all kinds of problems down the road for kids and probably contributed to maybe where you are right now if you feel like you need to have a full stomach to sleep. So 12 hours, 7 to 7, okay? The other thing is if you give yourself time during the day for your body to use up what it has, it will better and more efficiently use what you give it the next round. What do you do after you've had a break from eating? Well, if you're starving and you have a plate of chicken, rice, and vegetables, you're most likely going to grab the rice first. Why? Because you're hungry and your body knows that's quick energy. Don't do that. What that does is that causes a huge spike in your blood sugar. When your blood sugar spikes, insulin spikes to match it, and then everything comes crashing down. And if the insulin doesn't come crashing down, then we continue to pump insulin in. That's what we call insulin resistance, leads to diabetes, leads to weight gain, leads to heart disease, leads to all kinds of bad stuff down the road. So don't do that. after you have fasted or not eaten for a while, I don't even like saying the word fast because it triggers all kinds of things for people. After you've had a break from eating, eat fiber first. That means your vegetables. Okay. Vegetables first, salad first. Save the starch, the carbs, the bread, that stuff for the end of the meal. Vegetables, protein, starch. Okay. Two things will happen. One, your blood sugar won't spike. And two, you won't eat as much of the carbs because you will already be full from the better stuff. We need protein. We need fiber. Carbs, we do need some. They are not the enemy. I've said that before, but you don't need as many as your face wants to chow down because they're delicious. Here's something else I want you to take into consideration. Carbs are generally not good on their own. They usually need some fat on them. Think about bread and butter. Think about pasta and olive oil or some kind of sauce that generally has some fat in it. Potatoes, mashed potatoes, not great on their own unless you mix in some butter and cream and milk and whatever else. Keep that in mind when you're eating and be wary of why does this carbohydrate taste so good? It's probably because it has fat mixed in it. What is a fat and a carb together? That's a donut. Delicious, but not great for us. So back to the time thing. Sorry, I went off on a tangent there. 12 hours minimum. Now, the intermittent fasting thing. 14 hours overnight is even better, but you have to work up to it. If you have been eating those five small meals, or if you have been even just only having an 8-hour break, you need to work up to the 14. Don't try to do it all at once, okay? Your body will freak out. Start with 12, work up to 14. That is like the sweet spot. Our bodies are like Goldilocks. If we do too little or too much of anything, they're not happy. Just because 12 or 14 hours is good doesn't mean 20 hours is better. 16 hours, no more. 16 hours, no more on a daily basis. Why? Hormones. Now, whether you're premenopause, postmenopause, in the middle of it, I don't care. Our bodies get all kind of out of whack when we go longer than 16 hours without food, especially on a regular basis. Now, once in a while, it's really good for you. Once in a while, it's really good to do like a 36-hour fast or a 24-hour fast. Any longer than 36, there's not a lot of science behind the benefits of it. You get the most out of it at about 36. So don't torture yourself. You don't need to do more than 36. I've done it. It was very interesting and very eye-opening for me. I realized that I actually have a little bit of a, we won't call it a food addiction. I really like food, apparently. And the first 5 hours was actually the hardest. Once I committed to it, and once I realized and like talked myself into realizing that I wasn't going to starve to death and I was going to survive, even if my stomach was growling, it really helped me shift some things mentally. If you've suffered with eating disorders, blah, 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 here's your disclaimer. Don't do it. Okay. Don't be a dumbass. Okay. You need to know yourself enough and to know then that fasting may trigger you if that's a thing. Don't come for me, please. So 12 to 16 hours on a daily basis is ideal. When you come out of that long break from eating, you eat your veggies, you eat your protein, and then you eat your starch. What about going into it? Well, if you're not going to eat for a while, you better have some fuel for your body to work off of. So eating a huge plate of pasta and then trying to go on a 16-hour fast is probably not a good choice. Again, energy is going to spike, insulin is going to spike, and what goes up must come down. Okay. So we do not want to have a giant crash and then go into a long fast. It will mess with all kinds of things. So same as going out, you're going to go into it with lots of fiber, lots of protein, some good healthy fats like avocados, nuts, seeds, something that's going to keep that fire burning for a long time. You will be blown away by how this can change your body composition, even if you don't change one calorie, even if you don't change one macro. Change the order in which you're eating things and the time that you're eating them. One last little bonus. If you go for a walk after you eat, your body will digest better. It will not store as much and it will use it more. So instead of eating dinner and plopping down to watch some Netflix, go for a 10-minute walk around the block. Your dog will thank you. Your husband will thank you because you're going to hold his hand and talk to him and you don't ever do that. So easy ways to change your body after 35, after we're starting to feel that metabolism start to naturally slow, after we're starting to feel some hormonal shifts. You don't have to starve yourself. In fact, eating less than 1500 calories a day for most people is going to not have a positive result. Don't just start eating less and less and less. Don't go longer and longer and longer without eating. 12 to 16 hours every day. Perfect. When you're more hungry, because it's maybe the last week of your cycle, please eat. That's the 12-hour one. Don't try to do a 16-hour fast the last week of your cycle. You will be miserable. If you have questions about this, if you want to geek out, if you want to go down that rabbit hole with me, shoot me a message. If you try this and it is a game changer for you, will you please let me know? Shoot me a message. Give me a review somewhere. You know, give me some love so that I know that it's helpful for you. And lastly, if you're watching this and trying to DIY it, stop. This is only one of the missing pieces of your puzzle. I promise you there are more that I can give you like that to change everything. Let's chat either way. And please don't eat those 5 meals a day because it's not good for you. All right, my friends, you're in charge of when and what you eat. Thank you so much for joining me today. Remember, you're in charge. You're the only one who can create the life and the body you desire. You and only you. I'm here to guide you. I'm here to cheer you on and occasionally to give you the kick in the ass you need to make it happen. But at the end of the day, it's up to you. If you found value in today's episode, please hit subscribe. It'll bring all the newest episodes to the top of your list. You won't have to worry about it. One less thing. And I would love for you to share it with your most stressed out, frazzled friend. She needs it even more than you do. If you have a question or a topic that you'd like me to cover, reach out, shoot me a message on any of the socials or directly on my website. I would love to hear your idea, your question, and I'm always looking for new ones. Until next time, keep being the badass you are, and remember, you are in charge.